Great Northern Radio Show wrapped up its fifth season on air and on stage at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids on June 18th. 20 shows in its resume now, GNRS has developed a distinct personality and stage presence, largely by sticking with its original mission of getting off the beaten path and finding stories that don't otherwise get told. The stuff you can't make up. And then making up stuff, too, about these places and people. It's Aaron Brown's show, of course. But there's always a crowd around him, and it's nonstop fun watching these folks do their jobs. Congratulations to all of you. You know who you are. I thought the music mix this time out was exceptional, and the technical magic as ever. A personal note here. Across its various uses as noun and verb in the American Heritage Dictionary, there are 15 definitions listed for the word dump. The Great Northern Radio Show had much fun leveraging an unlisted 16th definition of the word dump, and we're all better for it. We caught another wrap-up performance, this one in Duluth, in the beautiful theater at Lincoln Park Middle School on Sunday, June 26th, where Lyric Opera of the North and Colder by the Lake reprised Colder by the Lake's knockout 2001 comic opera, Les Inconfortables. We know the librettist, Jean Schrammick, and knew this would be a do-not-miss show. It was. Les Inconfortables, or Les Unc, as cast and crew came to call it, tells the story, or sings the story, really, of the French explorer Daniel Greysolon Sieur du Lhut and his 17th-century journey by way of voyageur canoe from Montreal to what will become Duluth. It's virtually all sung, but on occasion a character does speak, usually to deliver a laugh line, and the laughs are nonstop. As with all opera, the plot is totally implausible. Ill-fated love is involved, along with betrayals and disguises and indescribable goofiness. The company is made up of mostly professionals, many of them well-known regionally, some nationally, with extraordinary voices and acting chops as well. And the orchestra, conducted by Dirk Meyer, was outstanding. The technical package, including the very funny translation scroll projected over the stage, was as good as it gets anywhere. Les Inconfortables played to full houses. As I mentioned, it's over now, but popular demand keeps bringing it back. This was reprise number 2, so keep your radar on. Maybe you'll have a chance to catch number 3. Finally, I stopped in recently at Watermark Art Center in Bemidji to see, again, What's Left, Lives Touched by Suicide, John Bauer's multimedia exhibit. As I've said before, this show is so strong, John could install it in a dumpster and it'd still look good. In Watermark's bright, roomy new space, it looks fabulous. It'll be there through July 21st, so if you've seen it, see it again with someone who hasn't, and then talk about it.